Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220 The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation here this evening. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. You can give us a call toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening. And it's been a nice day today. Really turned out to be a beautiful evening. A little cool out tonight. Right now it's 50 degrees when I walked into the studio, but hey, fall is coming up. I think starting a little later on this week. I believe it's Tuesday is going to be the first day of fall. So it's on its way. We're in those cooler temperatures, I guess. So let's go ahead and open our program here tonight with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Thank you just again for making this venue open to us, Lord. We just pray you bless the program, use it for your glory. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to somebody this evening. We just pray that we could encourage people in their walk with you, point people that are searching to Christ, Lord. And again, that we'd lift up and glorify Christ in all that we do. We just pray your blessing on our country with the things that are facing it right now. Help us, Lord, to be able to make sense of these things through your word. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you here tonight, and we want to just thank you for tuning us in tonight. Been a busy day today. We had our church anniversary service here today, and so we had a little bit different schedule than normal here on a Sunday afternoon, but we had a good turnout and a good fellowship, and just I really appreciate all that God has done and blessed us with. And so we're going to be getting into a couple other things, hopefully maybe during the course of the conversation tonight. Certainly it's been a busy news week. I had prepared primarily, or looked at first and foremost, talking about the historic peace deal negotiated by President Trump that was signed between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Israel and Bahrain here this past week, and a truly historic thing that's happening there. And as we were talking about our Friday night Bible study, we could see the lineup of a group of nations that in Ezekiel chapter 38 would be Sheba and Dedan, along with the merchants of Tarshish and the young lions, with the young lions thereof, that to line up opposing the invasion of Israel led by Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal, which would be the coalition that comes led by Russia and a number of other groups. And so we see that the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia making up Sheba and Dedan. So it's kind of interesting seeing them ally with Israel rather than against Israel, where we see Syria and, of course, Turkey, Iran, and these other nations there in the Middle East. So that was an amazing thing happening. And we were in the midst of talking about that on Friday night when my wife's phone buzzed. She got a news alert, and with the news alert found out that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on Friday evening. And talk about a bomb going off in the news cycle. Usually when things happen on late on Friday or sometime on Saturday, they kind of get lost in the shuffle over the things that happen over the weekend. But this is a truly significant situation here. Certainly one of the bastions of the liberal left-leaning wing of the Supreme Court. And so now the question is, will President Trump be able to nominate somebody to fill her seat before the election takes place. And so this is something that's happening. So perhaps we'll touch on that a little bit here this evening as well. And then, of course, if you're listening tonight and you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. And our toll-free number, of course, is 888-677-9673. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can link to our social media there, Facebook, Parler, USA.life, a number of other things you can link to there. And so let me encourage you to check that out if you get the chance, and follow us on some of our social media there. Also wanted to mention something here, too, before I forget about it. We've got another press release from Free Ohio Now, and you can look up some of this stuff online. I'll have the website here as soon as I can scroll down to find it. But coming up on Saturday, I believe it is, September 26th, they're having a Trump caravan parade in the Cleveland area. They're going to go around Cleveland. Well, I mean, obviously around on the highways. They're patterning it after the successful Trump caravan down in Cincinnati, around the bypass around Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati's on the banks of the Ohio River, and you can go around the bypass taking you around through Ohio and northern Kentucky, and you can circle Cincinnati without any problem. Of course, circling Cleveland becomes problematic because Cleveland's on the banks of the shores of Lake Erie, so you can't quite go around to the north. But they're planning a caravan, and this caravan is being organized by Ed Kovacs and Lee Taylor Bennett, and it's basically going clockwise, entering at any point from along I-271 south to 40 west, 480 west, and heading to 176, the Jennings Freeway, then 90 east, and eventually getting back to 271. And you can find more. Go to Facebook. This is the easiest way to do it. If you're on Facebook, go to Trump Caravan Parade Cleveland. Just search for Trump Caravan Parade Cleveland on Facebook, and you'll be able to find it there, or just go to freeohionow.com, and that's for those that aren't on Facebook, freeohionow.com, and you can find out more about that. And they're trying to get the number of people stepping forward, committing to participate. And they've got over 1,000 people committed. Not everybody has to drive. Some people can be on the overpasses with signs and flags. And the presidential debate is coming up Tuesday, September 29th. That's coming up quick, a week from this coming Tuesday. And President Trump, I believe, is supposed to be coming into Toledo later this week sometime. I'd heard he's going to be in Toledo. So do check freeohionow.com. You can find out some more information about that. And we'll have more information that probably next week as well, a little more details perhaps. So, all right, well, we're going to get into our program here today. And like I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. Nancy's waiting for us today. Nancy, welcome to the program here this evening.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al, for taking my call. And what a blessed weekend it was. You know, our anniversary, I mean, our missions banquet we had last night. It was such a joy to have you. You gave the opening prayer and a nice summary relaying some of the life events of Bruce Musselman. That was a wonderful way, because this is the first, you know, missions banquet that we didn't have Bruce Musselman there. Thank you for that. And the food last night was wonderful. But I'll tell you, the food at your anniversary today was exceptional also. And the and your roast beef is always very, very good. You're making a crock pot. And Eric Howitt, oh, you know, to me, this was my favorite concert that he did. He did, you know, about 10 or 12 songs, and it was such a blessing. So many of them are my favorites, and many people's favorites. So thank you for, you know, having this wonderful, you know, anniversary weekend. How many anniversaries is it for your church?
Oh, my, you would ask that. I think it's, let's see. What is the anniversary of the church? I'm going to say it's 37, I think. About 37, yeah. And it's been a blessing, and yeah, you had mentioned there at the Euclid at the Bible Baptist Temple, your missions conference on Saturday evening. What a blessing that was, and we enjoyed the time there, and certainly enjoyed that being able to be a part of that. We kind of look forward to that every year. It's usually around about the same time as our church anniversary. And then, of course, yes, we had a good day and plenty of good food. That's probably why I'm tired this evening. Too much good food.
Yeah, all that good food does make you tired. But what a blessed weekend to have, you know, these two events in one weekend. Now, my question, and when you talk about Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg passing away, this isn't what my question was, but do you think there's a possibility that President Trump can push it through and get one of his, you know, his nominees? I think Ted Cruz is one of them. Through, do you think it's possible before the election? You know, or do you think that's really stretching it?
Well, I think anything's possible, and of course, I think the Lord is involved in the timing of some of these things, because we were talking before the program started that this is like a bomb going off in the new in the whole news cycle, because this is not something that people were planning on talking about just a few weeks outside, you know, just over a week from a week and a couple of odd days from the first presidential debate. And also just about a month, 4 weeks and a few odd days from the actual November election. And then to have this happen, what happens now is President Trump can offer up, he can nominate somebody. He is the president until January 20th and at 12 o'clock noon Eastern time, 2021. So he is the president, and under the Constitution, his right to nominate, his constitutional right to nominate Supreme Court justices does not end just because there's an election coming up. He can do this all the way up as long as he's officially president. He can carry out the duties of the president. One of them is nominating Supreme Court justices. Now, the Supreme Court justice nomination then goes to the Senate, advise and consent to the Senate. That's how we do this. It's checks and balances on our federal system. So all power does not reside in one branch or one man. Right. So now the Senate, which is controlled right now by the Republicans, they will have to then make a decision. Will they proceed with the nomination and consider and have committee hearings and then call for a vote to approve the president's nomination or not? That's their right. Under the Constitution, they may, or they may decide to put it off. And in past history, both Republican and Democrat-led Senates have put off the nomination or sped the nomination through. And the left likes to talk about how Obama's last nomination to the court to fill the vacancy when Justice Scalia died, that the Republican-controlled Senate said, oh, we can't do this during a lame duck administration. And President Trump is not a lame duck administration unless he loses the election. But Obama was a lame duck because he was term limited out. But regardless of being a lame duck, it's not like the Democrats controlling the Senate didn't do the same sort of thing to George W. Bush and some of his nominations. But so it's politics, but it's also checks and balances. I believe what's going to happen is that President Trump, and there's some good names on that list. I really do like Ted Cruz, although it would be a shame also to lose him as a senator. But there's I can't think of her name right now, but there's a Hispanic judge lady that a lot of people have said that President Trump would be wise to nominate a woman to replace Justice Ginsburg. And especially since he's already placed two men on the Supreme Court. And also, nominating a woman will blunt some of the left's attacks, and nominating a Hispanic woman who's very well qualified, I think, would be potentially a good move for him, shoring up his growth, his gains in the Hispanic community, because he's really gaining in the Hispanic community. I saw a thing saying that in Florida he's really gaining amongst the Hispanics, and that Biden is losing down there in the Hispanic community. But so politically, it'd probably be a good move for him. But regardless of who he does, Mitch McConnell has to make a decision as the Senate Majority Leader. Does he have enough votes? And the Senate is pretty close right now, evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, especially when you look at some senators such as Mitt Romney, if one thing you can count on Mitt Romney to do is side with the Democrats at crucial moments.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, of course, Murkowski in Alaska, who's the epitome of being a rhino. And then Olympia Snow, I believe it is, up in Maine. Those three in particular have, I think Snow and Murkowski have already indicated that they don't think there should be a vote before the election. And so those are probably three votes that he's going to lose, which is bringing it down to a razor-thin margin of maybe only about 50 or 51 votes. If it's only 50, then, of course, Mike Pence, the vice president who serves as president of the Senate, would be able to step in, and he would cast the deciding vote, and I think he could be pretty reliably assured of casting a vote for the president's nominee. Unless Senator McConnell feels that he's got at least 50 votes, they probably, if he doesn't think he has the 50 votes, they may very well put off the election. The hearings. But if they think they have the 50 votes or more, I think they'll go ahead and try to put it through quickly. The president has, I guess, announced that they believe later on this week he should have his nominee in place. And so that brings time for the Senate to announce their hearing schedule, perhaps prior to the debates on the 29th. It sure would make for some interesting, fiery debate topics.
Yeah.
Assuming that Vice President Biden is physically there and alert during the debate. I really think that this is going to cause problems for the Democrats, because they're so focused on disrupting the election cycle that now they've got to split some of their attention over here. And this goes to me to the whole idea in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it talks about the mystery of iniquity that's already working in the world, and how that it's being hindered. I believe it's being hindered through the Holy Spirit of God working through the believers. And I believe that God is hindering the mystery of iniquity and allowed this to happen in order to put a little dissension amongst the Democrat forces. And this kind of gives me some hope that indeed God is working to bring Trump back for a second term. So this is just something, but Christians need to pray about this. We cannot take this election for granted. If we can get a conservative, a constitutionalist in place of Justice Ginsburg, we'll be able to blunt some of the votes that Chief Justice Roberts does, because Roberts, though he may vote conservative or not vote rule or find conservatively in many of the occasions, for whatever reason, he can seem to be counted on that when push comes to shove at the most inopportune moment to side with the left. And that's Yeah, so that's been a problem. But having another conservative, another constitutionalist on the court, that will blunt that, and it may be what is needed for the eventual overturn of Roe v. Wade, which even some liberals admit was a very bad decision, very poorly reasoned, and should never have been ruled the way that it was. And also, this bodes well. Remember a week or two ago, Nancy, you asked about Ohio's heartbeat bill?
Oh, yes.
Remember? And why abortions are still taking place? Well, that's because the heartbeat bill's in federal court. And so it's on hold, and Ohio's heartbeat bill and similar bills in other states under a more constitutionalist court may make it up to the court, and we may get a good ruling on it, or some other cases may make it possible to overturn Roe versus Wade. So, you know, we'll just pray and hope that God will be able to move things into place. But like I said, Christians can't just take things for granted. You know, we pray as if everything depends on God, and we work as if everything depends on us. We need to be registered. Make sure that you're registered. If you don't know that you're registered, contact your Board of Elections. Contact the state Secretary of State's office. Find out if you're registered. If you have any doubt whatsoever, find that out. You've got about another week or so to register. And then, if you are registered, make sure you vote. And I encourage people to show up on Election Day, or you can vote early in Ohio. I think we start in Ohio as early as about the 5th or on the 6th of October. We start early voting, 6th of October. That's not very far away. If people don't think they can make it on Election Day, they can go early to the Board of Elections and vote. There's plenty of time to vote. But if you vote in person, you can see your ballot go in and be counted. You don't have to worry about the mail or anything like that, whether it gets there or not. So that's my advice is, if possible, well, if you can't, then get an absentee ballot and make sure you get it sent in, get it postmarked and in the mail before Election Day, to be on the safe side. And but Christians need to get out and they need to vote. If we don't, then how can we blame God for not answering prayers in regards to the election? So
absolutely. Yes, yeah. I agree 100%. If we vote in person early, is that like 2900 St. Clair or Euclid Avenue?
I'm in Summit County. I don't know where it is in Cuyahoga County.
I'll find out where it is.
Yeah, it's not hard to find out. Google or you know, they still have phone books out. We actually got a little phone book the other day delivered to us. So,
okay. Well, thank you very much for talking about Justice Ginsburg and then the possibility of getting another federal judge or a different, you know, somebody that will rule in favor of the heartbeat bill, because it's certainly being blocked now. But my question tonight is probably something you can answer very quickly, much quicker than the Justice Ginsburg issue. Do you think that masks would help those people that are affected by the smoke in California, Oregon, or the state of Washington? I really don't think, you know, wearing a mask outside is of any use at all as far as the COVID-19, but what about protecting those that have very poor air quality index in California, Oregon, or Washington with all the smoke that's very widespread? Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, obviously, the science tells you pretty clearly the masks are not effective or safe against the smoke out there because the particles go through the mask. And it's interesting. I think it was the CDC who put out the information that the masks are not going to protect you from smoke particles because they're too small. They go through the mask.
Okay.
But guess what? The coronavirus is much, much smaller than the smoke particle, if that tells you anything.
Wow. So you have already seen that, you've already heard that it's not going to protect the people on the West Coast from the smoke. So, yeah, that is so obvious. You know, and I just think it's so bizarre. You see people outside where they do not even have to wear a mask outside. You know, walking their dog or just walking outside, you know it's not going to be helpful at all. And I don't even think it's really necessary inside for the most part.
Well, and, you know, there's I've got a thing posted on my Facebook page. It's from technocracy.news, and the article is entitled "Masks Are Neither Effective Nor Safe, A Summary of the Science." And this article goes into a variety of scientific studies, and it talks about the different types of masks, whether it's the N95, a cloth mask, a double layer. It even refers to a study that was conducted about 1920 following the Spanish flu outbreak in regards to the efficacy of cloth mask, and they concluded that in order to have enough layers of cloth, you would suffocate, and that was to keep the Spanish flu virus at bay. And so this is actually a really good article, and I would encourage people to follow that article and read it. They go into some meta studies where they actually in a meta study, they summarize the results of a variety of studies and kind of average them out and things like that. And the science is clear. So why are they doing it? I know we got about a minute left before the break, but
can you tell me the name of the article?
It's technocracy.news. Technocracy.news.
Technocracy.
Yeah, masks are neither effective nor safe. A summary of the science, mm-hmm. And but they are effective at dehumanizing and causing the fear factor to stay high. But thanks for asking about that, Nancy. We just got a few seconds. The break's coming up. Thanks for your call today.
Perfect. And, okay, thank you.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And just a reminder, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more information about us. You can also link to our social media there. You can also go to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You find out some good information there as well. And so let me encourage you to check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. And we're experimenting with our social media. We were on Facebook, been on Facebook for a while, and also on YouTube. So we're carrying the YouTube broadcast on facebook.com/livewithpastoral right now. But also, we've added parlor.com, which is a good conservative and Christian-friendly alternative to Twitter, because a lot of people have been having some of their tweets censored, including the president. They've had their things censored and banned and things like that. And then, of course, USA.life has some good alternatives to is a good alternative that's friendly to Christians to Facebook. And then there's also one that I was on a few years ago and then hadn't really done much with for a while called MeWe, and you can find that. And so we're trying to get back into that one a little bit. And then there's a couple others. I'm kind of toying with the idea of gab.com and Rumbler. I think it's rumbler.org or rumbler.com as an alternative hosting site to videos. As sort of an alternative to YouTube. And then, of course, Parler.com. And we've got a number of things in there. I think I mentioned that as an alternative to Twitter. But those are some of the things that we're doing. You can find us there. It also links to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And certainly also want to mention, not only are we brought to you by Richfield Bible Baptist Church, but we're also brought to you by the East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. East Coast Pizza is located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call. Currently, they're only doing pickup right now. Call for pickup at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And to mention, you heard about them here on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. That's East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School, 4889 Turney Road. Call for pickup at 216-341-9100. All right, let's see. I think that's I wanted to mention too, our program this past Friday. I had Laverne Gore, who is running for U.S. Congress, House of Representatives, the 11th House District here in the state of Ohio. That district covers it. It covers part of Summit County and much of Cuyahoga County. It covers in Summit County, Akron, Bath, Richfield, Fairlawn, and then in Cuyahoga County, it covers Beechwood, Bedford, Bedford Heights, Brattonall, Broadview Heights, Brooklyn Heights, Cleveland, Cleveland Heights, Cuyahoga Heights, East Cleveland, East Euclid and Garfield Heights, Glenville, Highland Hills, Maple Heights, Newburgh Heights, North Randall, Oakwood Village, Orange, Pepper Pike, and Richmond Heights, Seven Hills, Shaker Heights, South Euclid, University Heights, Warrenville Heights, and Woodmere. I think that's the exhaustive list, but if you're in those areas, check out our program this past Friday, interview with Laverne Gore, or you can go to Laverne Gore for Congress, the number 4, Laverne, L-A-V-E-R-N-E, Gore, G-O-R-E, then the number 4, Congress, .com, and you can find out a lot more information about her. her, as she has got some great qualifications. She's from Cleveland, and I think she'd be tremendous. She's pro-life, pro-family, pro-Second Amendment. She's pretty much down the button, down the page, things that I think our listeners would mostly be in agreement with her. And maybe we'll have her on again in October. But at any rate, and also coming up this coming Wednesday on our program, on our Friday program, September 25th, we have Judge Wanda Jones is going to be with us, and you can find out more about her at judgewanda.com, and she's running for Cuyahoga Common Pleas Court. She was appointed to fill a seat, and now she's running for the first time, and so let me encourage you to check out Wanda, Judge Wanda .com, JudgeWanda.com. She'll be with us this Friday, 1:30 here on AM 1220, The Word. And featuring these ladies because these are Christian women that feel motivated and moved by God to do something for their community. And so the idea is not so much campaigning for them, and I certainly can't vote for Judge Wanda Jones. I'm not in that area. I'm in Summit County. I can vote for Laverne Gore because I'm in her district, the 11th House District there. But I'm featuring some of these ladies because these are Christian women that are answering God's call in their life to get involved and give back to their community. And hopefully it'll inspire other Christian women and minority women and men as well, minority, non-minority, to get involved as Christians in the political system, get involved with the courts, and make a difference in our community. For so long, Christians have stayed away from politics and stayed away from the courts, and we've turned it over to the world, and then we complain about how worldly it is. Well, we need to change that. The Lord tarries in his coming. We need to get involved. And so, hope you listen to those programs. All right. Our number here again is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we've got several people waiting here. We've got Mark calling in with a prayer request. Mark, welcome to the program this evening.
Hey, Pastor Al. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been saved almost 40 years, and I pay my tithes. Can you hear me?
Yes. You're just cutting out a couple times there.
Yeah, I pay my I pay tithes. Done that for a long time. Support legitimate ministries. I don't throw it away on, like, you know, these crazy word faith people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that in Malachi when it says that he will open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer, that means you're going to win the lottery.
Right. I'd agree with you on that.
Yeah. But I do believe you're going to have your needs met. And for the past year, I have had a horrible experience with trying to get a car repaired. It involves the emission system and all these sensors and stuff that are all interrelated. And the first two shops I took it to, I found out later and from a third party and realized myself that there was drug activity, and it did not end well. They messed up my car very badly, and a third mm-hmm. shop is basically fixing it, but it's cost me a chunk of change. It's basically eaten away at most of my savings. I'm self-employed, been that way for the past 16 years, clean homes and businesses. I haven't taken near enough vacation time, and I made it a point to take the Thanksgiving week off. I've only taken like 3 weeks worth of vacation in the past, I've taken 3 1.5 week vacations in the past 16 years, and I know mm-hmm. it's not enough, but this year I might not be able to do it because this thing is just eaten into it, and this repair, and it was supposed to be fixed last Wednesday. The check engine light came on again Saturday, so I'm going to call the guy up. Or get in touch with him tomorrow. But I would really appreciate prayers. This has been so frustrating to deal with, especially just that stupid light, seeing that stupid
yeah.
thing come. It's just. But the other thing is I'm the oldest of four in my family. I'm 59. I've got the youngest is 45. And my father, who's 87, lives by himself, well, used to, till one of my sisters mooched and moved in. The three of them, my other siblings, have mooched and manipulated my dad out of finances. Even his grandchildren, my nieces and nephews, have done this. And it's very frustrating to see them get away with this stuff. And at the same time, I'm just, trying to get by. And then being driven nuts by that check engine light. But I would really appreciate prayers because, the two things the Lord impressed upon me January 1st of this year before this COVID stuff started was to be thankful in everything and to be content in your circumstances. And I cannot be content when I am being, when the devourer is, I want the Lord to rebuke the devourer, but the devourer is just having a feast at my expense.
Well, and a lot of times what happens is you try to serve the Lord. The Bible says that Paul told Timothy that all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And in a sense, sometimes we might want to regulate it to the devourer, but it may actually be, the devil coming after you, trying to blunt your testimony and trying to attack you because you're doing something for the Lord, and that's a possibility too.
Well, the thing is, with my family, my mom got us involved in a cult back in the 80s. I think I brought that up a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The End Time Handmaidens. And
right, right. Cult.
And I don't make any money off of this. I pay for it all myself. A website, ETH-S.com, and that's the story of this. And there's been 133,000+ hits. I've gotten replies from all over the world, been able to help people. And I know the enemy hates that.
Well, and so that could be a large part of the trouble too. Not so much the devourer in the sense that, God is not honoring your position on giving and tithing and all that, but rather the devil is just trying to wear you down because he doesn't like what you're doing.
Yep, and I still got family.
But you need prayer regardless.
I do need prayer. I definitely do. And I'm self-employed. It's just me, myself, and I clean homes and businesses for a living. And God's blessed it. I mean, believe it or not, I've actually I lost a few clients when this COVID thing started, but then I picked up two clients. And then I've even got a small waiting list now, and then I've had clients that are building bigger homes, which is always nice. So that means, more money for me. So that's working out. God has blessed that. God's blessed my business the past 16 years. It's been amazing. There's been some hits, 2008, but I just appreciate it. I don't understand it. Everything else, the Lord blesses me in financially, but this is kind of like, what's going on?
Well, okay, Mark. Yeah, Mark, I think the best thing we do then is have our listeners, people who are listening, take the time, even now or during the week in their prayer time, pray for Mark. Pray that God will put a hedge of protection around about him, be able to get this car repair taken care of. And it sounds like it's not just the money, it's the aggravation that's the devil's using to wear you down. So encourage the listeners, pray for Mark, that he get his car fixed, that he get fixed right, and that God would bless his business and help him to recoup the loss so that he can continue to serve God. I know our people will be praying, Mark. I appreciate the calling about that. Thanks.
Thanks.
So, we'll keep praying for you on that. Thanks for calling back. And like I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We've got Terry, who's been waiting patiently here. Terry, welcome to the program tonight.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you this evening?
Good. I was just listening in. I just know that you guys have to have me test down there.
Well, in certain locations, and unfortunately, Cuyahoga County, where I think our previous caller resides, and Summit County, where I reside, are two of, I think, the last places in Summit County that have this, or in Ohio that have this. I always found it interesting that Hamilton County, where our state capital is of Columbus, the biggest city in Ohio, doesn't have e-check. And yet,
we do. We had that here in Ontario, and when the new premier took over a couple of years ago, he canceled all that emission test. Because it was really causing a lot of problems, especially for the poor people.
Oh, yeah. Because it's, you know, you think about it, the cars that are more likely to fail e-check are the older cars that perhaps people don't have the money to buy a newer car and keep fully up on all of the repairs, especially with all these emission systems that you have on them today. And so it's the... Oh, go ahead.
I think it should be up to the car companies to take care of the emissions. Why should we be... worry about that?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, what always gets me is you'll have these high ozone alert days in the summer in particular where they say don't leave your engine running. And you pull up to the e-check station, it says do not turn your engine off. And if it's busy, you might be sitting there for a better part of an hour with your engine running. And then if you got one of these newer cars that have the auto cutoff, you know, like when you pull up to the stop at a light and your engine stops.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to keep that running during that whole time? It's nonsense.
I was so glad when they cut that out here in Ontario.
Yeah.
That was a real pain.
Yeah.
You know, when your engine light came on, you're done. You know, you couldn't do nothing until that engine light was resolved. That's
so right.
So. Anyway, one reason why I called in was because I've been studying Paul a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or saw Paul.
Right.
I guess he was Paul when he was under Gamma.
Well, it was Saul, it was at first, and then when he became a believer, he began going by Paul.
Right, and he was under Gamaliel.
Yeah, one of the top rabbis of the day, and Paul probably would have eventually been his successor. He was well on his way to being probably one of the top rabbis in Israel.
And he was a rabbi through in and through life.
Yeah. He was a Pharisee as well.
It was a problem.
Yeah, and in fact, I remember somebody telling me that when you look at, and I think it was a Jewish friend that said that the rabbis today are largely the descendants of the Pharisees, which would make sense because the Sadducees, they had no belief in an afterlife, whereas the Pharisees did. Somebody once said you tell the difference between the Sadducees and the Pharisees that way because the Sadducees had no promise of the afterlife. That's why they were Sadducee. So you could tell the Pharisees from the Sadducees.
The Pharisees were Pharisee and the Sadducees were Sadducee.
Yeah. So, Paul, as a rabbi, was intimately familiar with the scriptures. He was a very well-educated man. He came from a pretty good background. He was born a free Roman citizen, and so that gave him some ability to move about a little more freely, perhaps, than some of the others, and it also gave him some times when he was imprisoned. He cited his Roman citizenship, and that that helped him out a few times. But he's amazing with his knowledge of the scriptures and his knowledge of Judaic law. That when God called him and made him a preacher of the gospel, he was uniquely qualified. And as you read his writings, the letters that Paul wrote, the epistles, the Pauline epistles in the New Testament, you see him constantly going back to the Old Testament, bringing up these Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah and showing how they were fulfilled in Christ, as well as Old Testament prophecies showing how the Gentiles would be grafted in. And just on and on, he showed the Old Testament and showed how God was fulfilling it through Christ and through the early church.
And one of the problems that he had too was legalism. Like he was taught a lot of legalism.
Oh yeah, yeah, and he.
Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for because they were legalists.
Yes, and that's why when the Judaizers started afflicting some of the early Christians, they came up to Antioch from Jerusalem, and they began telling them that the new Christians, the Gentile converts to Christianity, had to keep the law, and Paul zealously went after them because he understood where that led to. And in fact, even Peter got led away with that group when they came up. And he even rebuked Peter certainly one of the elders, one of the disciples that walked with Christ, and he was rebuked by Paul over that falling into the legalism there. And in fact, the letter to the Galatians, in that right there, I was just thinking of this as you were bringing that up. He said in Galatians 1, verse 6, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." That's because they brought in the legalism. And then he continues and says, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed." He was pretty strong in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, and it's no different than today either. I mean, there's still problems with denominational teachings, like particular doctrines and designated schools, and they're, you know, like teaching what they think is right in their own eyes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's something we've always got to be on guard on, because it's been around since the first century, hasn't it?
Ever since, back in the day. Jesus was so upset with the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Pharisees, and then, of course, Paul rebuked it, and then we fight it today. Anytime people add works to the gospel, they're heading into legalism, and so we need to be on guard. Hey, Terry, I got one more call, and I'm quickly running out of time here. So we'll have to pick this up again, because this really is a good topic, talking about the fight against legalism. So, but I appreciate that, Terry. We'll catch up next week, I'm sure. But we've got Tom waiting, and Tom, we got a few minutes to go in the program. We're able to squeeze you in here tonight.
Hey, praise the Lord. Let's say that tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's for sure.
And it's interesting that all that's happened within the news, as you started out with this Israel deal and everything else, but with this Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it's interesting to see how many people are praising this woman. And, you know, I don't wish her ill that what happened to her, but she was very, very instrumental in promoting and keeping this abortion rights.
Oh, absolutely, yes. She was very strong in that.
And so it's interesting how God moves. His timing is incredible. And I think the Lord has a way of causing diversion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think disrupting this whole Democratic agenda.
Yeah, so we're certainly, as Christians, we need to be in prayer in these next couple of weeks.
We really need to be in prayer, because, you know, unless they get another... You know, maybe this is God's way of moving, that we can get, you know, maybe miraculously we can get another justice in there. Maybe he's going to use it to see where it'll wake up more people to get in and vote and say, hey, we got to get Trump in there so we can get another justice elected that maybe can reverse this awful law.
Well, and a good secular argument, too, is since there's a lot of talk about the election being contested and perhaps winding up in the courts in some aspect of it, we want to have a full court at the Supreme Court so that we don't get stuck with a tie, you know, 4-4 decision.
But one other thing, all this stuff is taking place is this weekend, Rosh Hashanah?
Well, obviously the rapture did not happen at Rosh Hashanah. Somebody asked me about a video saying...
Well, some people are predicting it's going to take place on Rosh Hashanah, but I don't think we can say that. I think when Jesus told us that no one knows the hour...
The day nor the hour, yes.
I think that's where he left it. And I think that's where, you know, we can speculate, but I think, you know, we got people out there saying, oh, yeah, so you think that they've got it all figured out. It's definitely going to happen on a Jew high holy day.
Well, we know it wasn't Rosh Hashanah 2020. That we know.
No, it wasn't. So I say look for the Lord every day.
Amen. Amen, Tom. And we'll have to leave on that. We got about 10 seconds to go. You're absolutely right. We need to look for the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh, Jesus said.
Every
Thanks.
Every day, get up and look Thanks. For the Lord.
God bless. Okay. Stay tuned. Join us next time.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com.